Just days ahead of the country's Senate and local elections, yet another corruption scandal has exploded on the Czech political scene. Jana Hibášková, leader of the European Democrats, a small center-right party, has accused two Civic Democratic Party ministers and a deputy for the governing party of corruption. Daniela Lazarová has been following the story and joins me in the studio now. Daniela, what exactly are the Civic Democrats being accused of?
Well, Linda, this latest scandal pertains to a large sum of money, 15 million crowns or over $660,000, which the European Democrats say that they're owed by the state for the 2002 elections. Now, there's some controversy as to whether the party was really eligible for this financial contribution from the state. And over the past 5 years, the European Democrats and the Finance Ministry have been battling the matter in court. But now, events have taken an unexpected turn. The head of the European Democrats, Jana Hibášková, claims that a person close to the Civic Democratic Party told her that the money could be available within a week if three of the mentioned 15 million crowns ended up in the pockets of Finance Minister Vlastimil Tlustý, Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, and an unnamed party deputy.
Well, that sounds pretty serious if she can prove the accusations. The problem is that Czech politics is often full of murky corruption scandals which eventually fizzle out. Is this any different?
Well, we'll have to wait and see just how much proof Mrs. Hibášková is able to produce. Right now, she says she will only disclose the details and names to a police investigator. It seems that she has nothing material to produce, no secret recordings or anything of that kind. But she says she is hoping that a third party, who she claims was present at the talks when the offer was made, will come forward and testify. In any case, her party is pressing charges and she is obviously determined to see this through to the end.
Well, clearly, though, we're not going to see this resolved before the Senate and the local elections take place this coming weekend. So the Civic Democratic Party, which is widely seen as a strong contender, they're going to go into the elections with this hanging over them?
Well, that's right. It's a serious blow for the Civic Democrats just a few days before the elections, and they've gone to a lot of trouble to convince the public that this is the whole purpose of the affair, an effort to tarnish their image ahead of the elections. Both Finance Minister Tlustý and Justice Minister Pospíšil have vehemently denied the accusations, and they say that unless they get an apology from Mrs. Hibášková, they too will take the matter to court and press charges of slander.
So it's pretty much the usual scenario then, the word of one party against another. How much more of this can the public take, and how will it influence people in the upcoming elections?
Well, opinion polls show that people are really sick and tired of all the scandals and accusations which have been flying around. There is general discontent with the state of Czech politics for obvious reasons. 4 months after general elections, the country still lacks a proper government. And for months now, the papers have been full of scandals. So, of course, the question is whether one more scandal will make any difference. Political analysts predict a low turnout, particularly in the Senate elections, which have a low turnout at the best of times. Local elections tend to draw more voters because people feel that there they have more of a chance to influence developments in their district. But no doubt the general mood of discontent with Czech politics and politicians will affect turnout there as well.
Daniela, thanks for this update.